Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, tattoo artists, and of course, the Ladies of Metal models, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show, hosted by Gwen Anastasia.
I'm usually coming to you live from a venue in Philly, backstage, from the bus, places like that. But today, I'm coming to you live from my living room, and Rob's living room. I'm Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia, and with me calling in from New York is my friend Rob, who owns Ghost and Darkness Clothing. That's a clothing line you've definitely seen people wear at shows, tattoo conventions, or in tattoo shops. Take a second and look them up on Instagram, at Ghost and Darkness Brand. And you'll recognize it, I swear. So we're gonna go over what it takes to start your own clothing company from scratch, a little DIY action, how the company started, and of course, what Rob's been up to in quarantine. So if you've always wanted to design for a brand, start a print shop, or own your own brand, this is definitely gonna be beneficial. Here we go.
So I'm Rob, I own Ghost and Darkness. We are a clothing company from Rochester, New York, and it's run out of my basement now.
This is kind of cool because I think you might be my first clothing line owner on the podcast,
which
is pretty awesome, right? So I've been following you guys / creeping on you guys for a minute, I would say.
You were one of the first ones.
I know. I saw you guys at, I think it was in Atlantic City. I was like, dang, your designs are so cool. But it's so, like, unique, and it's so, like, reminiscent of, like, traditional tattoo artwork and flash. I was actually gonna ask you, like, what the behind-the-scenes stuff is like as far as the process and, like, taking orders and stuff through your website.
Yeah, the whole out-of-my-basement thing is actually relatively new. It happened right before everybody got quarantined, actually, so it was kind of funny because I was like, oh, I'm moving everything into my basement, and I was like, oh, now I can't leave my house, so it's a good thing I got everything here. I had a business partner before, and we recently went separate ways. It wasn't anything bad. It was completely amicable. We actually owned two clothing brands together. So the one brand was heavily based on hometown imagery, but it evolved over the years. I mean, it's been around for about 6 or 7 years, and it's evolved into a full-time print shop. And, you know, we had a huge 3,600 square foot warehouse, and that's where everything was kind of housed between both brands, the print shop, the design area. But we've really kind of been running two businesses out of the same spot for the past, you know, 2-3 years now. So, you know, Ghost has kind of become its own monster, and it really needs a dedicated investment to it where, you know, somebody's got to be on top of it all the time between the Instagram posts and the Facebook and emails and orders and designs, all that stuff. So, you know, my partner and I talked, and we're like, you know, look, let's just kind of split things up and, you know, make it easier on both of us. You know, so he kept the print shop, I took the brand. So everything is now housed at my place. You know, he still does printing for me and stuff like that. So it's still kind of a joint relationship, but it's not, if that makes sense.
It's separate but equal?
Yes, separate but equal. You know, I mean, like I said, he got the full print shop out of it, which makes a ton of money, but it needs its own dedication as well. So he can do things that way. I'm in and out of town anyways all the time because of tattoo expos. You know, 95% of the expos that we do, I'm the one that's at them.
Right. Well, that's so great that, like, there wasn't any kind of bad blood and that you can still sort of work together.
That's awesome. No. Like I said, we were talking the other day, actually. So, I mean, it's not like there's nothing bad at all.
So he does all of your printing for Ghost and Darkness still?
He just did the last order for us, yep. I'm not sure if he's open or shut down right now, but they're still running, you know, the other brand out of there. So, you know, there's online sales going through there still. Same thing with us, though. I mean, you know, we're doing a lot of online marketing. I've been trying to do as many giveaways and unique marketing ideas as I can. You know, I was joking around throwing a couple sheets of toilet paper in everybody's orders for a little bit there.
I did see that.
yeah. You know, I gave away a Yeti cooler, you know, and I stuffed it to the brim full of artwork from other tattoo artists that, you know, donated stuff. I stuffed it with a whole bunch of clothing from us, and, you know, I brought it home and just threw it up online. I was like, hey, I'm gonna stuff this thing full of stuff. Anything you buy is gonna enter you in to win it. It's cool because I mean, you got to look at it a couple ways. There's a ton of people that order from me all the time, and I see their name come up all the time. And I honestly do want to reward those people because they do keep my lights on and keep food in my fridge.
Yeah.
but at the same time, it was a first-time buyer that won it.
And oh, my God. Like,
cool. Like, hey, this is somebody that's never ordered from us, probably thought in a million years, hey, I'm not going to win this. And next thing you know, it ended up being almost $500 worth of stuff that this person got between the Yeti and the clothing and then all the extra stuff that was in there. And, that's cool, man. Like, I can imagine buying something for the first time from a company and then just having something like that show up my door and be like, whoa, this is rad. This is cool. I want to buy from them more. I think that they're cool people. Just something that I can do. Not a lot of people are making money right now. So, what can I do to have them keep supporting me?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's why, on top of the fact that your designs are, like, super awesome, I think that's why people feel that connection with you, because it doesn't feel like this huge company. It does feel like kind of a DIY, like, more personal type of brand.
Yeah, we like it that way, sure, am I constantly, racking my brain on how to do things? Absolutely, but at the same time, I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't, if something gets messed up, it's on me.
Right.
I don't have anybody to blame but myself. But at the same time, I think that, like, our followers know that I'm a real person. I try to post up social issues. And I'm not saying I use my brand as a, like a soapbox, but, like suicide prevention. I make sure that people know, hey, man, here's a phone number. Like, at the very least, you can call somebody and not be judged, or reach out to somebody. And I've had people hit me up and be like, dude, I needed that. Like, I appreciate it. It's cool to know that you actually care about our well-being, and I do. The other day, this whole corona thing sucks, but, my buddy's kid, and it's just a dude that I met at a tattoo expo that, we've stayed in contact. He's I consider him a friend. His son's having his birthday, and he doesn't understand why his entire birthday party got canceled because of this. So, we posted up, hey, it's my buddy's kid's birthday. If any of you feel inclined, please send him a birthday card. And he sent me a picture the other day. I just posted it up on our Instagram. This kid's got more shit next to him that random people have sent from across the country, and it's super rad. He's just lit up, and he's pumped to know that, hey, man, here's a bunch of strangers that care to make sure that I at least got to open a birthday card on my birthday.
Sometimes people are awesome. That makes me happy. So, how long has Ghosts in Darkness been around, and what made you want to start it initially?
The brand itself has been around for 3. The previous brand, we were, I think it's going into its 7th year.
Wow.
Right around there. And like I said, it was really based on, imagery from our hometown and things like that, which is great, but that's not going to appeal on a nationwide level.
Right.
We were scraping by, getting our bills paid. There was some times where we weren't taking paychecks and stuff like that, but we were trying to do whatever we could to make sure that, the lights stayed on. So, I used to live with my tattoo artist. I've been in and out of shops forever, not necessarily working, but, following my artist around, hanging out with him. Like, I pretty much just chilled there all day with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of more my wheelhouse. So I approached my partner and said, hey, this is kind of my idea, but I don't want to put it under the parent company label because I don't want to offend any of our current customer base, because the brands were night and day different. We did a lot more women's stuff on the other side, a lot more. There's a festival in our hometown called the Lilac Festival, and it's, because these flowers bloom in Rochester and they're beautiful, and we do that festival, and it's about a bunch of, older women and stuff like that. So we can market to that entire crowd in Rochester, but I can't cast that big net on a nationwide level. So I wanted something that was more universal, but definitely had its own demographic. And, that's kind of where it came up with. And, I hooked up with Nick Adam from Vanna, and he designed the first, 6 or 7 different designs for us. And, we kind of rolled with it, and it just kind of blew up. I think people understood that it wasn't overly branded. It was more about the art and things like that. And, you know, it's taken off, especially in that tattoo community, and we market there heavily. You know, you see me all the time at an expo.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all over the Northeast. I try to get as far west as possible, but, you know, Northeast is definitely our stomping grounds.
Yeah, well, I think it's cool because obviously it has like kind of a specific market, I guess, as far as like people who appreciate tattoos and maybe like heavier music or maybe like art in general.
It's definitely got more of a hardcore kid type feel, I guess.
Sure.
That's probably the better way to say it. I don't want to alienate anybody that buys our stuff, but it's definitely that tattoo hard, you know, Boston. We do phenomenal in Boston, which is a little bit more of a rough area, you know, like you go to Boston, they know you're not from Boston and they let you know it.
Right.
You know, Buffalo, we do really good in Buffalo, and that's kind of a tough kid area.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, same thing. It's those city, tough city places we do really well in.
I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that those places also have like pretty solid music scenes.
Mm-hmm. Boston's got a great scene right now.
Oh yeah, I think Philly could probably be thrown in there too.
I love Philly just because I don't think Philly knows what Philly is. Like, you know, like there's all those little pockets, and you know, you end up in one different neighborhood and you go two streets over and it's a completely different area. And but it all meshes well together, man. Like, I have a blast in Philly whenever we're there. And we go to that, what's it called, Tattoo Moms?
Yeah, oh, man, that bar is awesome. Yes.
Love that bar. And that bar is in every city we do well. You know, not necessarily Tattoo Moms, but, like, at home, that's Lux. In Worcester, Massachusetts, that's Ralph's. And it's, like, a dive bar. And, you know, that's kind of where, like, my people are. And we do well. And you know, we roll up in those places afterwards, and you know how big the Philly Expo is. It's one or two of the biggest, the second biggest expo in the world, I think, behind London, or it is the biggest now. We roll up in there after doing that expo, and everybody's wearing our stuff.
Oh, my God!
You know, and I don't think it's like they're doing it. They're 100% not doing it to show off to us, because they don't give a shit who we are. But we roll up in there, and it's like, oh, sold that to you earlier, that's you have an old one, blah blah blah. Like, that place just loves us there, so it's really cool, man. It's you know, again, it's like a second home when we go into those places.
It's kind of like, even though you're traveling around, it kind of feels like a little bit like home, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is kind of like part of that, but how hard is it to start your own clothing line? Because I'm sure people have thought about it before and maybe like didn't know how to go about it, or like, how did you know what to do, I guess?
So, my roots are in Warped Tour.
Okay.
You know, when we were younger, we were in bands, we followed Warped Tour, we were the barbecue on Warped Tour, or barbecue band on Warped Tour, we ended up getting onto Warped Tour, but, you know, as an unsigned, unknown band, you had to figure out ways to make your money, so merchandising was it. So, I really closely relate owning a t-shirt brand to kind of like starting a band from scratch, where, you know, at first it's gonna suck probably and not be all that great, but then you kind of find your groove and find your, you know, your sound or your image, and, you know, it, something just kind of clicks, and you know, you roll with it, and you're gonna get a lot of no's, and it's not gonna be for everybody. I've definitely got people telling us that our shit sucks online, and I try to delete them or block them, whichever I feel suitable that day. But then you get the same people, you know, 20 days later, 10 days later, that are like, oh man, this is rad. Like, when we first came out, we got, oh man, you're just another Sketchy Tank. It's like, well, we're not. I'm not trying to shit on Sketchy Tank, but I'm not doing like goofy skeleton art. Like,
right.
This dude is just sitting out smoking a blunt, you know, on the beach. Like, that's not what my Reaper is doing. But people see a traditional style Reaper, and that was the first thing that we got, you know, the whole first year that we were around. Oh man, it's just another Sketchy Tank. It's just another Sketchy Tank. But it's like, we're not. We've got some substance here. I'm not saying Sketchy Tank doesn't.
Right. It's just different.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
You know, somebody compared us to Black Craft before, and like, we're not, I don't want to say we're as dark as Black Craft, because we're not. And I love Black Craft. somebody hit me up about Born Dead. They're like, oh man, Born Dead does a lot of these tattoo shows. And I'm like, cool, man. Like, I like Vinny. Vinny's a good dude. You know, him and his girlfriend are super rad. And when I see them at shows, we always, you know, shoot the shit, say what's up. It's, you know, he's making his money and I'm making my money. And I don't think that either of us go to those shows and go, oh shit, Rob's there. Like, now we're not going to make any money. And
right.
I'm not saying, oh shit, Vinny's there. Like, do we share customers? Yeah, but I think he's got a different customer base, and so do I. And you know, we're constantly, we roll dump it back and forth. Like, how are you guys doing today? Good? All right, cool. Yeah, we're doing pretty well over here. Blah, blah, blah. So we got a good relationship with all those guys, and I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, there doesn't have to be, like, one clothing line for, like, all of the leftover scene kids. We need some choices. And like you said, like, Blackcraft, I feel like, is more, like, I don't know, like, if it was, like, a music genre, it would be, like, death metal.
Yeah.
Or something.
I love it. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, man. I'm down to I love Blackcraft. I think they're fucking rad. I think that their business plan is working.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they definitely know what they're doing. They can release a ton of shit, and they kill it. But then there's a lot of smaller brands that I love. I found this brand, Freak Fly Design, and she's out of California. Because I get a lot of people all the time, like, oh, how come you don't do more girls stuff? And we've tried doing some. Like, I think we sent you guys, you've got a couple of the girls items, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool, but here's the issue with girl stuff is when you do girl stuff, now my big net that I try to cast out there to guys and girls gets cut in half right off the bat.
Right.
And there's a lot of different, you know, issues with doing girls' clothes. And then on top of that, girls, and I might be just speaking out my ass here, but I feel like girls like throwaway stuff, like shit that they can get for $3 or $4, look cute, and then they don't give a shit if they ever see it again. And that's not really what's conducive to our business plan. Like, you know, we got heavy images on all of our shirts. It's not like they're small, and I can't sell something for $3 or $4 and make a living that way. Not at this level, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anyways, what I was getting at is I found this girl, Freak Fly Designs. My friend Bree told me about her, and she's like, you would love her stuff. It's exactly what you say you want to do for women, but she's already doing it. And she was spot on, man. Like, I checked out her brand, and it's super rad. It's basically a female version of what I do. And, you know, the owner, Meg, has become a good friend of mine, and we talk all the time, and I try to shoot ideas back and forth with her and help build her up. And you know, we did a joint t-shirt, I don't want to say collection, because it was her item and one of my items. We did it together, and then we donated the money to suicide prevention.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool, and I think it helped, you know, at the very least, open some of my fans up to her brand, and then same thing, it opened a lot of her fans up to my brand, and we've got a lot of, you know, cross-branded stuff now, and it works really well, and like I said, she's got that market locked down. I don't need to do girl stuff. And when people ask me about doing it, I just send them off to her. I'm like, yo, man, go check out Meg's brand. She's got exactly what you're looking for, and it's already made, and I don't got to make, you know, do it.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. And then you get to collab with somebody really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, we've never met. Like, you know, we hit each other up every now and then. She was asking me about website stuff, and I hope she absolutely kills it, and I hope that a ton of people follow her, because she does really cool, rad shit, and I'm pumped for her.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I gotta check her out. That's
you
awesome.
Will like her.
Yes, of course. So, I guess, let's hope, like, summer's not canceled, because I saw you guys have really cute, like, girls' swimsuits that I definitely need to get that before summer starts.
Yeah, the swimsuits that we dropped, there's underwear that we dropped now. The swimsuits were actually supposed to be underwear. This is funny. I don't remember if I told you about this in Philly. So Philly was when we released the swimsuits. And
right.
We got them shipped to us the day we left for Philly. So all I did was grab the boxes and throw them in the back of our truck, and we drove out. I didn't even get to look at them. And so while we're setting up for the Philly Expo, I'm pulling the stuff out, and I'm like, this isn't fucking cotton. What the hell is this?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, holy shit, we have swimsuits. We don't even have cotton underwear. Like, and now I'm freaking out, because I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with 300 swimsuits? Like, I don't even know 300 girls, let alone 300 girls that are going to want to wear this bikini cut looking swimsuit. You know, luckily I had a couple, like, you know, Instagram people that were supposed to be getting them anyways, just so I can get some promo pictures.
Right.
And they all put them on. They're like, oh my God, these are super cute. Like, I love them. And I'm like, oh, well, shoot me a pic. Let me see what they look like and stuff. And then I started realizing nobody has a bikini. You know, nobody in our, you know, our brand, I guess you would say, like Born Dead's not doing it and
right.
all those guys. So I'm like, shit, you know, we kind of have something nobody has right now. So now I was like really into it. And yeah, they do really well. Those items are the reason that Inked Magazine picked us up, which I think is cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's silly. Inked Magazine was just walking around, and the lady picked them up. And she's an older lady, and, you know, I'm just kind of looking at her. I'm like, man, this lady looks like she's probably important. And she's like, oh, would you ever consider wholesaling these? And I'm like, well, yeah, you know, I would. You know, who are you with? She's like, oh, I'm the main buyer over at Inked Magazine. Here's my card.
What?
Email me tomorrow. And I didn't email her that day. I actually waited like a week, and I felt bad. And it wasn't because I didn't want to. It was just Philly's such an animal that I just don't want to talk to anybody. Right
I feel
afterwards.
That. Yep.
And so I hit her up about a week later, and I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. You know, we met in Philly. We were talking about my brand, blah, 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 blah. She's like, I've been waiting for you to email me. What took you so long? Here's the forms. Fill this stuff out. I want to get your stuff online now.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, and like 3 days later, all my stuff was live online on their website. They did about 8 or 9 different items, and, you know, they've already bumped another 4 or 5 on there. Now they have access to our whole inventory, which is nice, so they can kind of just pick and pull what they want on their website, and, you know, it all correlates with my inventory, so, you know, there shouldn't be any issues inventory-wise.
Wow, that's, like, super impressive, and, like, I would say a step up for the brand as a whole.
Definitely one of those right, you know, right place, right time type of things, because I've never reached out to Inked. I know a few of the girls that work their boots for them, and they're all super rad, and, you know, they wear our stuff for us, and they try to talk us up, but, yeah, it was really cool, and I'm super appreciative of it. I feel like it's really a great step. I mean, hopefully we don't get lost in their website. They've got a million brands on there, but, you know, they, within less than a month, they had me as the main photo on their, on the Inked Shop website, which was cool.
Damn.
And, it's definitely helped. It's been very beneficial.
That's awesome. That's so great to hear. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Dang.
We don't really, it's not that I don't push it a lot. Like, I announced it, but it wasn't, you know, I don't flood my Instagram feed with it. I try to, you know, let them do their marketing. That's what they're paying for. And, you know, I tag them in photos every now and then, but that's about it.
Like, they already have their account, so.
Yeah, they do their thing. They got it going well, and I just let them. I've definitely used some of the photos that they've taken, but other than that.
Well, I guess since we're talking about it, your Instagram's at Ghost and Darkness Brand.
Yeah.
And then everything is up at ghostanddarkness.com.
Correct.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got to get that swimsuit that wasn't supposed to be a swimsuit before summer starts, because it does look really cute. I was looking at, like, your like, promo pictures on your Instagram, and I was like, dang, I need that. Okay, so I guess, like, since we're kind of stuck in quarantine, and that's, like, a big thing going on right now, I kind of wanted to know what you've been doing in quarantine, and maybe, like, what's your favorite movie that you've watched so far?
So I haven't watched any new movies yet.
Okay.
I've got Shudder, and I'm super pumped because Shudder just released like 1 through 7 of Friday the 13th, which I already have them.
Sure.
But, you know, like, I'm like flicking through Shudder, and I'm like, oh shit, Friday the 13th. I'm like, I gotta watch it now. I watch a lot of horror. I really love horror, so that's been on. I watched Tiger King. I had to watch Tiger King.
Oh yeah, you gotta.
I love it. It's like, you can't make up a better story than that. I think it's hysterical.
It was like the most outrageous true story I think I've ever heard.
The first episode you watch it and you're like, oh man, like, this is gonna be sad. It's about animal abuse, about this. And then the second one just, like, straight punches you in the face, squeezes lemon juice in your eyes, and then pours salt all over your wounds. And I was just like, oh my God, what did we just get involved in? It's like a real-life Jerry Springer, like, episode, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I can't believe that, like, that dude ran for president.
It's so backcountry. Mm-hmm. Like, and like then he ran for governor and he got like 20% of the votes or something. Like, this guy like legit took some votes away from people.
Yeah, it was insane.
I binged it, so I mean, I think it was like 2 days that I got through it.
Yeah, same.
Altered Carbon. I love Altered Carbon. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
So everybody has told me to watch that, and it's been on my Netflix list for like a year, and I haven't seen it yet.
It's really cool. It's, I mean, you have to pay attention. I mean, because there's a lot of, you know, sci-fi elements to it that are kind of out there, and you're like, wait, what's going on? And then it comes back around. You're like, oh, I totally get it now. And it's cool. The second season just released, and I just started watching that. But then, like I said, I got sidetracked by Tiger King. But it's a cool show. There's a lot of action. It's violent. It makes you think. It's got kind of a Blade Runner feel.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's a neat show.
All right. Nice. Did you want to like add anything else or like plug anything before we wrap it up?
I guess like I said, we got the 4-5-6 dice coming. That's our newest thing.
Very cool.
Those are super rad. The only thing I guess I really want to plug is October 23rd, 4th, and 5th, assuming that the world isn't still shut down, we've got our own tattoo expo that we're throwing in Rochester, New York. There's still booths available for that, so if any artists are listening, do that. And then shout out to Sirens and Sailors. That's probably my favorite hometown band, and they are brutal as fuck, so hope your followers listen to them.
Oh man, I've been listening to them, I feel like, for years, like 8 years. They're so good.
They're such nice dudes.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool that they're from your hometown.
They're from Rochester, yeah, man. They're super cool. Jimmy, their guitar player, I mean, they're all really good friends with me, but Jimmy is the one that I typically hang out with the most, and yeah, they're all of them great, great human beings, and, you know, definitely worth giving that band a shot.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'll link their stuff, too, because I really like them also.
Sure.
Well, Rob, thank you so much. I know, you know, there's not a lot going on, but this is really cool chatting with you.
I know, right? I was dying to just try to get out something. I don't know who's got a podcast right now. I was like, oh my God, you do.
Yeah, me. Love it. Yeah, we normally do like, you know, band dudes, metal dudes and stuff. But like, this is like a really cool angle on it. I really like it.
I think we fit in there. Band dudes like us.
I bet band dudes are wearing your stuff.
I hope so.
Yeah.
There's a cool band in Massachusetts area. They're called Eminent, and they did a full music video and sent me the music video, and everybody's wearing our stuff in the video. I was like, dude, send me that thing so I can put it up on our Instagram story or the IGTV thing.
Right.
And it got a lot of good reviews on it and stuff like that, so I was pumped. I was like, man, that's awesome. So yeah, if there's bands and they're wearing our stuff, tag us, man. Like, I'm constantly reposting all that.
Well, thanks, Rob. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal Show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, hosted by the Ladies of Metal Models. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Ladies of Metal.